It is said that a wise man learns from other people's mistakes. Well, if you're a wise man and you observe someone committing a mistake, some trigger prompting him to commit a mistake, you ensure that the same trigger doesn't affect you. But what if there are multiple triggers which can prompt a person to commit a mistake? So you commit a mistake yourself, you understand that this was the causative agent, and you stop it. But what if there are multiple causative agents, multiple prompts? You keep committing that mistake again and again. But every time you commit and you realize that you've done that mistake, you learn from it. You analyze what was the trigger. And the next time, you ensure that you are immune to that trigger. That's how you build your immune response. Now, a certain mistake might take you one attempt to clear it, two attempts, 10 attempts, 20, 50, even 100 attempts. But after you've exhausted all those 100 possibilities, you've understood these are the 100 possible triggers which could have prompted me to commit that mistake. After all of that is exhausted, you get this flash bulb in your heart which makes you understand, it makes you realize internally that they are all exhausted. And that's when you begin the journey of excellence. That's when the aeroplane of your life takes off. So some vaccines work in one dose, some work in two doses, some vaccines work in three doses, four doses, five doses. It depends. You can't say that a vaccine which has worked in five doses is less efficient than one which has worked in a single dose. No. Different antigens have different immune responses in our body. It takes different ways, different doses to develop an immune response to different diseases. You can't compare them. So you might have a tendency to be discouraged if you're committing the same mistake again and again. You might think that you are not good enough. For example, if you play a sport, if you play basketball and you're not able to dribble properly, and your coach teaches you, and still you commit the mistake. Again, the coach teaches you, again you commit the mistake. Then you begin to realize that probably you're not meant for this. But that's a wrong perception of yourself. That is a false impression of yourself. That is a discouraging impression of yourself, not an optimistic one. So there might be 10 ways, there might be 10 triggers, which is making you do that wrong dribble. Maybe one of your legs are weaker than the other. Maybe you don't have that much jumping ability. Maybe your hands are not in sync with your foot movement. I mean, there are 7-8 possibilities. So if you conquer one weakness and still you cannot dribble, you think, oh my goodness, maybe I'm not meant for the sport. Whichever sport you go into, whichever endeavor in life you go into, this is the thing. So there are multiple triggers which make you do that one single mistake. And every time you do that mistake, you analyze why I did it because of that trigger. You develop your strength against it and boom, you become immune to it. So it is sustained effort during which there is a high tendency that you'll become discouraged. But it is the sustained effort which pays off. You might keep pushing at heat to boiling water. There's something called the latent heat of vaporization. So you might keep pushing heat into water and nothing is happening. It's not converting to steam. You might become discouraged. No. All of a sudden, after the latent heat is crossed, it starts converting to steam. You might be pushing a heavy block of a heavy boulder, heavy rock, and nothing is happening, and all of a sudden it moves. Why? Because when the force becomes sufficient to overcome the sliding friction, that is when movement happens, acceleration happens, everything happens. But you have to persevere. If you become discouraged in the process, you will never achieve it. If when the flight is taking off, if it becomes discouraged, it will never be able to launch. So it's when you've exhausted all those triggers, you realize that I have conquered it. That is when the airplane of your life launches and sails into the deep skies. So have that faith and keep improving.